Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Mem Dalad, and we are on Mem Dalad and Aleph on top. So we continue talking about the Kalim. We spoke about the 13 shofaros, and we got a little on tangent because the Mishnah said, you know, there are also 13 hishtachavoyos. And then one opinion said, no, 14, because in Dira Eitzin, that's where the Aron is. So today's daf is all about the Aron because of that little tangent that we have. And how everything fit into the Aron. So here we go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan on top. So we know there are different measurements of Amos. There's an Amma of 6 Tvachim and an Amma of 5 Tvachim. And the Tanam sometimes debate, when do you use the 5 Tefach Amma, when do you use the 6 Tefach Amma? So here, we know the Torah tells us that the Aron is Amma Sayim Bechetzi Arkov, Amma Rachbov, Amma Bechetzi Kamaso. So the Aron starts off by 2.5 length, as we'll see. So, 2.5 amas length. How long is an amma? How many tvachim? So, as we'll see, machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and that will determine exactly how everything fit into the aron, as we will see. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So, let's do one opinion, and then maybe we'll talk about the mitzvah of aron. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'ama shel shisha tvachim hayah aron asui. Rabbi Yochanan says that the aron is made of 6 tefach amos. Mantana ba'ama shal shisha tvachim. Who is that? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, Rabbi Meir Omer, kol ha'amos hayu bebeinonios. All amos of measurements of the Torah, including clay ha'mishkan, are using the 6 amma, which is called a 6 tefach amma, which is called the beinoni amma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll get back to, but the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, amas ha'binyan shisha, Shel Kalim Chamisha. Yehuda says, no, only items connected to the binyan, the structure, the walls, that uses 6 tefach amos, but Kalim, including the aron, is a 5 tefach amma. So, how do you fit everything in? So, first we'll do Rabbi Meir's opinion. I'll die to the Rabbi Meir. Sir Meir, who says that the amos were 6 tefachim long, how did you fit the luchos and the shivrei luchos, and maybe the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, how do you fit that all into the aron? Do Amar ba'ama shal shisha tvachim haya aron asui. So according to Rabbi, I'll die to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, do Amar ba'ama shal shisha tvachim haya aron asui. So the aron was made of 6 tefach amos. Arko shal aron. So how long was the aron's length? Chamisha tvachim, 15. 15 tvachim. Why? Because if it's 2.5 amos long, amasayim v'chetzi arko. 2.5 amos long. So each amma is 6, 6, 6, 3. So that's why you get 15 amos long for the aron. Dichsib. Amasayim b'chetzi arko. The Mishnah, the Gemara is explicit. Amsa ashisa. Amsa ashisa. One am is 6, one am is 6. Upalgas amsa tlasa. And a half an am is 3. So 6 plus 6 plus 3 equals 15. So according to Rabbi Meir, the length of the aron was 15 tvachim. Va'arba luchos hayubo. And there were 4 luchos in it. Shnayim shleimim shnayim shvurim. Right, 2 whole and 2 broken. So we assume. So the broken luchos were whole. Right, you would think that it's like the Gemara is clear here that the broken luchos took up the same amount of space as the whole luchos. So we usually think of the broken luchos as like smashed and broken into 20 different pieces. And you had to put it together. Doesn't sound like Moshe put it together. Maybe it just had a crack in it. Just had a crack. Like broken was just a crack. So either way, shnayim shleim shnayim shvurim, dichsiv asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. As it says, how do we know that the broken luchos were in the aron? So this is the Gemara here. Asher shibarta, that which was broken, but right next to that, v'samtam ba'aron. And you put it in the aron. So that's a remez that you put even the broken luchos into the aron. So how did it all fit? So here we go. Haluchos, how you, so again, what did we say so far? According to Rabbi Meir, the luchos, the aron was 15 amos long. So aluchos, how you call echad v'echad, erkoshisha tvachim v'rachbo shlosha, they were each 6 by 3. So if you put lengthwise to widthwise, tin erkon shal luchos, l'rachbo shal aron. So again, if you go by it's 15 lengthwise of the aron, and you fit all the luchos in, 3, 3, 3, 3, right? That takes up 12 of the 15 of the tvachim, but if you put them in that way. Nishtayer, so if you use 15 of the tvachim for 4 sets of luchos, right, 4 luchos, which is 12, so you have 3 left over. Nishtayer shem shlosha tvachim, so you have 3 tvachim left. after you put the luchos in, so the length of the aron, you have three tefachim length. So what do you use those three tefachim for? Skip the next two words. Tein mehem chati devil chol kosel. So the width of every wall of the aron was half of a tefach, meaning the when the Torah tells us that the aron is 2.5, that's from the outer edge of the wall, right? Included in that is the width of the wall. So if you have 12 tefachim that the luchos take up, and each wall is a half a tefach, so that's another tefach altogether, so it's 13, you got two left. What do you do with the last two? Nishtayer shnei tefachim l'sefer Torah. So that's where you put the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote and put it was in the Aron also. You have luchos, Torah. That's the lengthwise. And what about widthwise? Let's just finish this section. So Rach Moshlan, what about the width? So again, what does the Torah say? It's 2.5 by 1.5. Right, so 1.5. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's going to be 9, right? Because an amma is 6, and then plus another half is going to be 3. So Rach Moshlan Aron Tisha Tefachim. According to Rabbi Meir, it's 9 tefachim wide. Dichsev amma v'chetzi rachbo. 1.5 is his width. Amsa ashisa upalgas amsa tlasa. 1 amma is 6. Half an amma is 3. So that's 9 altogether. V'arba luchos hayubo. So now let's figure it out. So now let's go the other mida measurements. Arba luchos hayubo. There were 4 luchos. Shnayim shleim shnayim shvurim. Tichsev asher shibarta v'samta ba'aron. As we said before, haluchos hayu kalachas va'achas erkan shisha tfachim. V'rach ben shlosha. So we already took care of the 3. Now we got to talk about the 6. So it's 6 high. Each of the luchos were 6 high. So that's 3 left over because it was 9 altogether. 9 altogher. So ten arkan shal luchos l'rachbo shal aron v'nishar sham shlosha tefachim. So as we said, 3 tefachim left. So what do you do with 3 tefachim? Chatzi tefach mikan v'chatzi tefach mikan. You have half a tefach for each of the walls. That takes up another tefach. So you have 2 left. So what do you do with the 2 left? So we're going to, the next 8 words, we're going to go with the girsa of the Maharaf Fulda. See on the left side. Tin rachban l'rachban shal rach aron nishtar gimel tefachim chazi tefach mitzadzeh chazi tefach mitzadzeh half a tefach is the wall l'ksalim u'shnei tefachim l'shilut makom she'sefer Torah munach. You need 2 tefachim a little bit on top in order to be able to take out the Torah when you wanted to. Right? If you don't have that space over there, then the Torah fit in exactly, if you remember the other way. Right? It was 12, the luchos, and then 2 left after you did the walls. So you squeeze it in perfectly. So where do you pick it up from? So that's why you left space on the top, right? 2 tefachim on the top to be able to take out the Torah if need be. Adkan Rabbi Meir. That is all, description number 1. When did they ever have to take out the Torah? They took out the Torah, like Delaney on Shabbos. They went into the Kodesh Kodashim and took out the Torah? No. And so how often do they take it out? That's the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, it seems. Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Basra. So Rashi says on Yud Dalad Mabezim Bava Basra, the Sefer Torah, Rashi says, Sefer Shekasav Moshe, Ubo Korin Ba'azara, Parshas HaMelech Bahakel, V'Kohen Godol B'Yom HaKippurim. Wow. So says the Rashi, this twice. Every Yom Kippur, it doesn't say this in the Meseches Yuma. Meseches Yuma just says that he leaned from the Torah. It doesn't say which Torah he leaned from. So you have the whole avod of the Kohen Gadol, but there's one thing that's not mentioned there. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim again. Pashas, when he's doing the Ketores, avod, he doesn't stop there. Maybe the last time he's in there, when he takes out the Ketores shovel, does he also go and take out he opens up the Aron and takes out the Torah? Or is there an extra Knesa? Amazing. But either way, according to Rashi, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur reads from that Torah and the Melech every 7 years. Hakel. Sukkot after Shemitah. That is Rashi. Yud Dalad Mabez Mabasra. Tosfos does not mention that possibility. Tosfos on Amud Aleph, right? This is described there that the Torah has to be stuck in there. Vim Tomar. To ask Tosfos. Lo hayim otzino somen aron. They never took it out. So what does it mean? You need space to like reach it and take it out. They never took it out. To ha'asurli kanis b'beis kodesh ha'kadashim. It's also going to the kodesh ha'kadashim. Uviyam ha'kipurim lo ashkechan b'seder yoma shaha yomotziyo. Says Tosfos, if Rashi is right, if what I just said was right, it should mention it in Yuma, that at some point during the day, he goes in to take the Torah out to be able to lane from in front of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say that anywhere in Yuma. It must be, says Tosfos, it's wrong. It must be it's not true. Right? You don't go in on Yom Kippur to take out the Torah. The Yesh Lomar, so why do you need the space? Dilitzorech kedei letakein. Shari Likanis Beit Shalosh. If you ever had to fix something, which is hard to understand, what do you have to fix about the Luchos? They were just always covered, and I don't know if it was an earthquake, and it moved. You have to check if it was not in the right place, and if the Torah got smudged, they never took out the Torah. So it's hard to know what Tosfos means, that, you know, maybe a tile fell off in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what the Mishnayos talk about, that you could see, they're going about here, inside the Aron, something happened, they have to fix the Torah, but that's what Tosfos says. Kedei latakin shari likanis bekodesh kedoshim kedarinim be'erevin. V'chanami yichon likanis shem kedei latakin sefer Torah. Kedei shelo yis'apesh v'yiskalkel. Maybe every so often they had to like open it up, so it doesn't like rot and get moldy. V'gam mishacharav mishkan shilo ad shebana shlomo beis hamikdash ha'yicholon lotziyem min aron la'ayin ba. Or maybe between mishkan and mikdash, when there was no Kodesh Kodashim, right? Nov and Givon. What was that, 59 years or so? 57. I think 57 years. In those years between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash. So maybe then. But again, Tosfos does not say, like Rashi, that he always took it out for these reasons. Okay. But this was all Rabbi Meir. In terms of the mitzvah of Binyan Ha'aron, so that we've mentioned in the past, but let's just review it. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah of Binyan, Beis HaMikdash, and Mishkan. One mitzvah, Vasuli Mikdash. Vasuli Mikdash, the Rambam counts that in mitzvah number 20. Mitzvah Chaf. Shetzivanu Livnos Beis HaBechira La'avoda. Bo Yeh HaHakrava V'Havaras HaEish Tamid. Ve'elav Tiyeh HaHalicha V'Haliyah L'Regel V'Kibus B'Chol Shana. That's the Makam Avoda, and that's where the Regel is. V'Hu Amru Yisale V'Asuli Mikdash. That's the mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And says the Rambam, V'Kfar Bi'arnu. Shezeh klal kolel minim rabim. Included in this mitzvah of building the mikdash is all the kalim. All the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash are included in the mitzvah of binyan HaMikdash. Sheheim, ha-menorah v'asholchan v'amizbeach v'zulasam kulam mechelkei HaMikdash. V'hakol yikarei mikdash. V'kfar yichet tzibui b'kol chelik v'chelik. Amnam, amru b'mizbeach ha-damah ta'asali shichashi b'zeh hu mitzvah b'fnei atzma chutz b'mitzvahs mikdash. The Rambam does say that the mizbeach has a separate pasuk, and maybe that's a separate mitzvah. Ha'inyin bo kamo shasapar l'cham nam pashe dekra, b'nei yomuvuar, ki medaber b'shas heter bamos. Maybe let's talk about heter bamos, and maybe not. Okay, l'maisa, the Rambam seems to say, let's say, all kalim included in the binyan of Mikdash. The Ramban, not over here on mitzvah chaf, but on mitzvah lam and gimel, later on in the mitzvah of Bigtei Kahuna, the Ramban there says, I agree with the Rambam that the kalim should not be counted separately. But v'lo mitaymei. But not because of what he said. Meaning, the Rambam says, all the kelim are included in Vasuli Mikdash. Not only the walls of the Mikdash, but also the menorah and the shulchan, and everything's included. The Ramban says, no. They are included in a different mitzvah, but not what the Rambam says. The mitzvah of lechem apanim includes making the shulchan. The mitzvah of hadlakas neiris menorah includes making the menorah. Meaning, the asiyas ha-kelim is included in the mitzvah of the avoda of those kelim, but it's not included in the binyan ha-mikdash. That is the machlokus in the Rambam and the Ramban. And so in the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Samantha has a beautiful piece. He says, maybe it's l'shitaso, this machlokus. Because what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan? So the Rambam says, in Beis HaBechira, and here, the purpose is avoda. It's a makam avoda. Avoda to bring karbanas, avoda v'alil regel. The Rambam says the Beis HaMikdash is a makam avoda. So it makes a lot of sense then included in the binyan HaMikdash is included in all the kalim, which you do the avoda with. So it makes sense. The Rambam counts it in Vasuli Mikdash. The Mikdash is all about avoda. But the Ramban, what does the Ramban say? The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is Har Sinai. It's a hemshech of Har Sinai. It's a place where Hashem could rest his Shechina. That's what the Ramban says. So what does that have to do with the kalim? Where the kalim are not part of the Mikdash is just to have a house for God. So all the kalim have to do with the avoda that's done with them. So that's why the Ramban says that binyan ha-kalim is included in the avoda of the kalim. Because the Mikdash is not a makam avoda, so to speak. That's not what captures its essence. That's what he suggests here in the mitzvahs ha-melech. It's l'shitasam in terms of what they think. The Ramban l'shitaso de savar the yisod beis habechira hu l'ashras hashchina v'lo l'sorach ha-karbonas. Kasav shaper, tekleyam mikdash, eina mechelkei ha-mikdash. Tekleyam mikdash l'sorach ha-karbonasim. Achin l'das ha-rambam, de mikdash gufa l'sorach ha-karbonas hu denase, memela kol kli avoda, shenas l'sorach ha-karbonos, gam hei mechal mikdash, v'kula mitzvah achasim. So that's what he says. The only problem he deals with is the Ramban does say But there's one kli that I admit is a separate mitzvah. One kli. And that's the aron. Building the aron, ardaf, is a separate mitzvah according to the Ramban. All the other kelim are included in the avoda. The Ramban says, no, not the aron. Why? There is no avoda of the aron. Right? You could count binyan ha-menorah in the halakas neiris. You could count binyan mizbeach ha-zohav included in haktoras ktoras. You could count binyan ha-shulchan included in lechem aponim. What do you count binyan aron in? There's no avoda that's done with the aron. There's no, the avoda that's done in front of the aron. But that's counted as a separate mitzvah. The aron being there, that brings the shechina. But then he says, he continues here in the mitzvah of melech, but then it's like even more, it's like just the opposite. The Ramban says that binyan ha-mishkan is all about the ashras ha-shechina, that Hashem writes his presence on the aron. And dafka, the aron is not counted in the mitzvah of asli mikdash. It's exactly the opposite. If there was any, you're right, nothing else should be counted except aron, according to the Ramban. And the Ramban counts aron separately? So he develops a chiddush where he says, maybe there's two dinim, so to speak, of aron. There's aron as part of the mikdash, which for sure the Ramban would say counts in the binyan mikdash. And there's an aron that houses the luchos, a separate din. Aron in mikdash as the center of the mikdash, and aron legabe housing the luchos, which it did even before there was a base of mikdash. So maybe that second element is independent and not included in v'yasali mikdash. Others might say, no, you can't separate the two, right? The housing of the luchos is the centerpiece of the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, this is a lot of lumdus and great stuff there regarding the binyan, ha'aron, and the mitzvah that we count. But that is all Rebbe Meir. Now let's get to Rebbe Yehuda. And maybe we'll get to do a shviras haluchos. Right after the part that we just skipped. So that's six lines from the bottom. And that was all Rabbi Yochanan going like Rabbi Meir. So now we're going to have Reish Lakish going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, ba'ama shel chamisha tfachim haya aron asui. Reish Lakish holds, no. The amos that we are using are not six tefach amos, but five tefach amos. Five tefach amos. Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there in Kalim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Amas Habinyan Shisha Tvachim. Vishal Kalim Chamisha. Right? Kalim are five Tefach Amos Vahahin Aron Kli, and the Aron is a Kli. So here we go. Let's do the math again. Let's do the measurements and fit everything in. As we'll see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not everything fits in. Right? There's no room for the Torah, as we'll see. Because Rabbi Yehuda is going to have a smaller Aron. So the Torah is not going to be able to fit into the Aron. We'll have to see where the Aron fits. Where do you keep the Aron? So where do you keep the Torah? So I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda. So here we go. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's do the math. Again, it's a five tefach ama. So do amar ba'ama shel chamisha tefachim. Haya erko shel aron asui. So how long was the aron? The aron was 2.5 amos. So 2.5 amos. If it's 5, 10, 12.5. So shneimah. So tefach u'mechsa. The length of the aron was 12.5 tefachim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dichsiv amasayim v'chetzi arko. It says 2.5. Amsa chamsha. V'yamsa chamsha. One arm is five. Upalgas amsa, shrei upalg, is 2.5. So 12.5. So we've gone down. What was the first one? The first sheet that was 15. It was 15 length. So it got more space. Here, the length is only 12.5. Only 12.5. And what did we say earlier? How the luchos take up how much space? 12. Right? So 12 out of 15, you got 3 extra. 12 out of 12.5, you only got a half a tefach. Got to squeeze in. So let's see. That's what you do. The arba luchos hayusham, and the four luchos were there. Shnaim shleimim. Ushnaim shvurim, two whole, two broken, tichsiva shashibarta v'samta ba'aron, as we said, the remez, Moshe, you broke them, and you still place them in the aron, v'haluchos, how you call echad ve'echad, and each of the luchos, as we said, erkon shisha tvachim v'rachman shlosha. The luchos were 6 by 3. So tain erkon shel luchos la'arko shel aron, so if you put the width of the luchos to the length of the aron, so you have the 4, 3, 3, 3, and 3, 12, altogether in the space of 12.5, but ishtar sham chatzi tefach, so there's only a half a tefach left. And that has to include some wall. So, etzba l'ksala mikan, ve'etzba l'ksala mikan. So, the walls were thinner, according to Rabbi Yehuda, than according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says they're chatzi tefach. Here, no, they're finger breaths. Finger breaths. So that's the lengthwise. What about widthwise? Rachbo shel aron, the shorter way of the aron is, what does it say? 1.5. So if 1 is 5, so 1.5 is going to be 7.5. Shiva tvachim u'mechsa. So the width is only going to be 7.5. Tichsiv, ama v'chetzi arko. right? 1.5. So amsa chamsha upalgas amsa tre upalig. 1 is 5, with another 2.5 is 7.5. V'yarba luchos hayusha bo shnayim shleim shnayim shvurim. And again, each time it says this again, there were 4 luchos. Tichsev asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. Haluchos hayu kol echad 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 chishet v'acham v'rachman shlosha. As we said, the luchos were 6 by 3. So we already took care of the 6. I'm sorry, we already took care of the 3. Took care of the 3. 3, 6, up to 12, and then 12 and a half. But now the height is 6. And how tall is this according to this these shitas? So it is, again, 1 is 5, and 1 is 2 and a half, so 7 and a half. So 6 to 7 and a half. So it's going to be 1 and a half space on top. Tenerkon shaluchos l'rochbo shal aron, v'nishtar sham tefachu mechsa. Says 1 and a half space on top. Because the luchos were 6 tall, and the aron was 7 and a half tall. So etzba l'ksalim, so mikan v'etzba l'ksalim mikan. So again, you have a thin, you have 1.5 tefach left. So you use one finger's breadth for very thin walls. Chatzi tefach mikan, v'chatzi tefach mikan l'shilut. And you have a little half a tefach on each side for shilut if you want to ever take them out. So this is even a bigger chiddush. We said before, what would you need rashi tosas? What would you ever need to take out the Torah for? Maybe you'll have to make it, open it every so often. It doesn't get moldy. But here, there's only luchos in there. There's only luchos in there. You ever going to take out the luchos? Have to take out the luchos? They never took out the luchos. Unless it's saying in the future at some point we're going to take out the luchos, but mikan l'shilu, you need that space. Oh. So the shviras, the broken luchos were in the aron. We learn a halacha from that. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says luchos v'shivri luchos munachan ba'aron. Right, and you learn that. You learn from there that a talmid chacham sheshachach tamudo. Here it is. Chesam abeis and brachas. Hizaher, hizaru bizakin sheshachach tamudo. Machmas onso. Right? Be careful and still give kavod to a talmid chacham who forgot his learning. And he got older. Damrinan, luchos v'shivri luchos munachos baron. As it says, the broken luchos were in. So, shivri luchos. Sometimes you'll see somebody who's elderly, who's not like what they used to be. It's mamash b'chin of shivri luchos. Shivri luchos munachin ba'aron. That's brachas. Two other points about the broken luchos here. He says, Moshe, the broken luchos make it in. Yashakocha sheshibarta. So one is Rav Shimon Shkap in the Hagdama to Shara Yosher. Now, Rav Shimon Yosher, he talks about, he has a couple of important aspects there. But then he talks about the difference between the two luchos. To be kona Torah, you need certain conditions. The first tanai in being kona Torah is hard work. It's hard work. One will not be able to be kona Torah without hard work. And based on this aspect, right, the first prerequisite for being kona Torah is hard work. It explains the following. Shviras haluchos, shalo ra'isi biur b'inyin zeh, shebashkafa rishonu inyis asum. Because at first glance, it's very strange and puzzling. Hayitachin, shemoshe rabbeinu olav ha-shalom ha-yachoshev, shebishvil sha'asu yisrael se'egel, yisharu b'li Torah chas v'shalom. Right, because they did the egel, there's not going to be any more Torah? What was he doing? What was he thinking? V'hayaroi lo laham tin milolam, that he should have put the luchos aside. Let's do tshuva. Put him aside. Ad sheyiskenu maaseyim, right? Avolol l'shamrim legamrei v'yacharkach lehisnapel avnei Hashem l'vakish luchos shnias. Put him aside. What do you do? You broke them, and then you had to ask Hashem for another one. Why? Just put him down. Hinei. So says the Rav Shimon Shkap. It must be. No, Chazal tell us schoolam yuchedes ha'isab luchos rishonos. There was a special school in the first luchos. The Gemara says in Erevin ilmalo shabra luchos rishonos lo nishtacha Torah miYisrael. Nobody would forget anything, right? It was Yad Hashem. Hashem wrote the first luchos, so that was eternal Torah. So if you ever learned anything, you would never forget it. Shem lamad adam pa'amachas hayashomer b'zechrono la'olam. The inyan zeh, and Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, and he said, Look what people do. People are dancing around the egel. If people don't have to work critically hard to be kona Torah, it can be disastrous. Because they can learn a lot of Torah easily and still be in over an egel. Alul sha'idei zelios chilul hakodesh. No ramaod. She'efshar she'izdami she'yeh ish mushchas. U'migu'ol b'maisim raim. Somebody who is disgusting in his actions. Baki b'kochad v'yat Torah. Because you won't have to work any hard. He says, I don't know what's going to be, but these luchos can't, this Torah can't survive. This Torah can't survive the Jewish people that they're not going to have to work hard. The second luchos was Maisa Adam Salacha, meaning you have to work very hard and you forget things. And you got to remember it again. And you forget and you have to remember it. But then Moshe, that's what we need. We need that. We need the second luchos. You know, that's we live in a second luchos world. And it goes by how hard you work. And that's why every time we forget something in Torah and we have to review it again and again, we have to say, okay, second luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this was good for us. And this is what we have to do. So, but both of them were in the Aron. The luchos and the Shivir luchos, because maybe we could, you know, the gods, Hashem only wrote one thing that we have. So got to keep that also in the Aron. Okay, there's a lot of arts also. Remember we discussed in the past the last Rashi on Chumash. Maybe we'll get back to that next time. That, Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievement is Shirios HaLuchos, Rashi seems to say. Like, how is that his greatest achievement? That's the last Rashi. Okay, let's continue. Ketaz Mazalza Aron, Machlokes. Rabbi Chanina Amar Shalosh Tevos Asu. Rabbi Chanina says, the Aron was made of three boxes. We're brainwashed by Rashi in, on Chumash, who quotes the Shita. Right? Three boxes. Also, Shtaim Shal Zav Achash Shal Eitz. Two of gold, one of wood. Nasan Shal Eitz Bishal Zav, Bishal Zav Bishal Eitz. The outer one and the inner one were gold. The middle one was wood. Vitzipu, and then you covered it up with gold. Vitzip, Vitzipi, Zozo, Zav Tarmi, Bais Michutz. The inside and the outside. Matam Alomar Titzapenu. Right, they in added the added phrase. Once you say vitzipiso so zahav tahar, what do you need? Because you have the three boxes, so the upper rim on top, you could see the tips of the boxes. So even that has to be covered with gold. That's one shita. No, Aaron was one box, one box. Vitzipu, and they covered it with gold. What did titzapenu mean? It already said tzipu, cover it all. Even between the boards that you made the box with, maybe you can't, those two boards are not visible, but you need gold everywhere. You need gold everywhere. That is why machlokas, how many it was. The Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara in Yuma in the Bavli says that there's a message to the three boxes. To the three boxes of the Aron. And the Gemara says, Tocho Kibaro. Right? The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ayin Beis, Yuma Ayin Beis says, our inside has to be like our outside. Just like the Aron. The inside of the Aron is gold. The outside of the Aron is gold. Says the Gemara, there, Ayin Beis, Mabez, Mi Bais, Mi Chutz Titzapenu, our Pasek, Amarava, called Tamil Chacham, Shein Tachel Gibaro, Eino Tamil Chacham. A Tamil Chacham that is not Tocho Gibaro, his inside, he's a faker. He's only a tzaddik on the outside, and on the inside, then it's not a Talmud Chacham. This is talking about a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara in Bracha says maybe not every Talmud. Right, man, that was Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, when he was removed from the presidency by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the other rabbis, so remember what happened that day? There were hundreds of benches that were added in because they didn't have any more bouncer. They used to have a bouncer in the days of Rabbi Gamliel. You can't come to the Beis Medrash unless you're Tocho Kibaro. And if you're at Tocho Kibaro, then you can't come in. So that was his rule. And and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a different rule. He said no. He says, they added in many more, 400 benches, 700 benches. Always the first wonder also, like, what kind of bouncer was that? Like, how did he know? How did he know which Talmud was Tocho Kibaro and which not? So some say that he was a bouncer. How hard did the guy try to get in? How hard did he try? If he tried really, really hard, he said, no, okay, I don't have to come? Okay, I'm out of here. He said, what do you mean I can't come? I'm come. Hillel on the roof, right? If you show that, that's Tocho Kibaro. Okay, but and then he was nervous that he wasn't doing the right thing. It was showed him in a dream, you know, but that's different types of educational attitudes of Tocho Kibaro or not. Okay, let's start the next piece, even though we have to stop in the middle. Kezoy Luchos Ktuvim. What was written on the Luchos? So we know the Aseres HaDibros. How was it written? It just says 10 Dibros on the Luchos. So the first opinion. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel Omer, what we usually think. Chamisha Luach Zev, Chamisha Luach Zev. Five on each one. Five and five. It doesn't say that in the Torah. It just says 10. It could be 8 and 2. 7 and 3. Right? There are a lot more words in the first five than the last five. So so you might want to equalize the words. No, it's 5 and 5. That's the first of Binyahadu Dasiv, Vayhtaveim al Shne Luchos Avanim. Chamisha Luachze, the Chamisha Aluachze. And 5, and we've quoted in the past also the Hagdama of the Me'iri to Shas, where he parallels each Debrus on each of the two Debrus on each line. There's a parallel between them, right? The parallel between them, between Anochi and Ritzicha, because Ritzicha is the ultimate rejection of Tzelem Elokim. 2 and 7, right? The Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf, because throughout Tanakh, when we leave Hashem, it's like a marriage going astray. 4 and 9, Shabbos and Eidus Sheker, because Shabbos is Eidus Hashem created the world. 5 and 10, Lo Sachmod and Kibbut Av'eim. So Chemda is focusing on myself. Kibbut Av'eim, I'm able to focus on others and recognize others. He says, Ki Achemda hein amidos, hein chemdas mamon, hein chemdas hemshach achar ha-taivis, who roshed the midos ha-magunos ha-bchusos, v'chulu. And Yechabed ha-saviv b'shlemes midosa, right? Lo Sachmod is the worst midah, and Hakaras HaTov is one of the best midas. That's how those two. The ones that I skipped is the one that we've quoted, that we like to quote, and that is Lo Sisa and Lo Signov. What's the connection between Losis and Losignov? So he says, you might say that if you steal, you usually have to swear falsely to cover it up. Those two, one leads to the other. Or, rather, he says, no. He says, if somebody acts like an, this is like Tocha Gabaro, he acts like an Orthodox Jew on the outside, and then he goes and steals behind the, but no, nobody's looking, that's bearing the badge of an Eved Hashem falsely. That's Losisa. Losisa Hashem L'kachal Hashav. Says the Me'iri, Kemosha Amru, Shalote Misatev Petalischa, Vaholech Lagonev, Shalote Miniach Tfilin, Vaholech Maramas Abrias, Shizel Nisias Shmosh Lakarish Baruchu Lashav. Wow. Vukenye Gineva, Ginevas Alev, Ugnevas Adash, Albrios, Kignevas Mamon. So that's the Me'iri, that's the 5 and the 5. So with the, how many Aseres Dibros were there on the Luchos? 1 set of Aseres Dibros. So we'll have to get to next time. There are other opinions that say that Aseres Dibros appeared more than once on the Luchos. We'll see how many times next time.